How old were you when you first started listening to Life Matters? I'm going to guess it probably wasn't 17. I don't think I'd even heard of Radio National that age. Well, today's Meet the Listener guest has been listening since she was 17, which means 4 whole years now. Alicia Taranto is now 21. She got into RN while driving to and from uni, and she joins me now. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Great to hear from a young listener, and it's true. Is it true? Are we pretty much the only station you listen to?
You most certainly are, the only one worthwhile listening to.
Crikey, you're a kind of statistical freak, aren't you? And I mean that in the nicest way. While we're patting ourselves on the back, what do you like about it?
It's just so interesting. I find out so much about the world, about interesting people, the latest technologies, everything that's happening out there that is just so hard to find on television or any other radio station.
I hear you've been trying to push our cause to your younger sister.
I certainly have. She's 14 and not listening to me much at the moment.
Give her 3 years.
I'm working on it.
Now, whereabouts are you? Where do you live?
I live at Mount Macedon in Victoria.
Right,
Central
that's
Victoria.
Sort of northwest of Melbourne.
Mm.
Very nice area.
It's beautiful.
And you've spent the last few years at uni.
I certainly have.
What have you been doing?
Primary teaching.
Right.
So I'm almost finished that now. I've just had my last uni class a couple of weeks ago, and I'm on a teaching placement at the moment.
You're doing your prac?
Yes.
And where are you doing that?
Mount Macedon Primary School.
Hang on. Isn't that where you started?
Yes.
Right. Well, how's that?
It's interesting, actually. Most of the teaching staff have changed.
That's probably a good thing.
I suppose, but it's quite interesting to be back here and teaching in the school I used to attend. There's even my grade prep photo up on the wall in the hallway.
It must be magic in some ways.
It is.
It really must. Mm. Is teaching something you always wanted to do?
It certainly is, yep. I decided very early on when I was here as a student that this was what I wanted to do.
What do you think makes it such a good thing? And what do you think makes for a good teacher?
I think a good teacher has to be a very flexible person, a very compassionate and empathetic person. I think you have to have an excellent rapport with not only students, but with other staff and certainly parents. And I think it's just such an interesting job. Every day is very, very different. And you just, it can be kind of worrying in a way because you do have a huge amount of responsibility. You know, you've got a lot resting on your shoulders looking after these wonderful young people who will be the leaders of the future. So if you sort of, you know, if you think about that too much, it can be a little scary, but it's just so wonderful to work with these young people.
I talk to quite a few teachers on this show and talk about teaching a fair bit, and one of them said something to me earlier this year, which I honestly had not thought of before, which was that all good teachers, they're all performers.
Yes.
Now, you're a performer away from the classroom too, aren't you?
I certainly am. Mm.
What do you do?
I'm involved in our local amateur theatre group called the Mount Players, and I actually help run a youth theatre branch as part of that company. And so we're currently working with about 60 children aged between 10 and 16. And just over the last weekend, actually, we had our performances with those children, and so they performed for several hundred people and did some fabulous work.
That sounds like a big deal. That would have taken a lot of planning.
It certainly did. 6 months work. So we perform biannually with them, and actually our advanced group that have been in our program for 18 months now, over the last 6 months they've been writing their own work, which they then performed over the weekend. So that was really, really special. Rather than us just giving them material to then work with, they've created it from start to finish. They also directed and produced their own work as well, organised the sets, costumes, everything.
You're giving them a kind of massive amateur apprenticeship, aren't you, in theatre?
Yeah, I suppose. We set up this program not just to get kids on stage singing and dancing, but to give them experience in all areas of theatre craft. So we actually start off the program running workshops, and we get guests in who are part of the Mount Players company and from beyond to talk to them about everything from set building, lighting, sound, costumes, a whole way through, even in directing and how to do an audition, which of course are very major parts of the theatre world. And then they use those skills to put together a production.
You got a grant to run all this, didn't you?
We did. 18 months ago from the Macedon Rangers Shire Council, we received a grant for $4,000 to start the program. And so that was fabulous in, you know, our initial running cost administration, and so that we could start collecting some extra resources to use with them. And so that kept us going for quite a while, and now we're self-sustaining, which is wonderful.
Alicia, the one thing that occurs to me as I listen to all this is, what are you going to do if you get a job that's not in Mount Macedon, which I guess is probably not very likely, really?
I'll cry. Well, I will just...
It's where you grew up. It's where you're teaching at your... You're doing your prac at your old school. You're heavily involved in the local theatre company. I mean, you might end up in Gippsland.
I could. In which case, it'll be a really wonderful learning experience for me, and I'll just have to find another theatre company down there and see if I can get involved and help. So it's certainly not... I mean, of course, I would like to be around this area somewhere, and there are a lot of schools around here mm-hmm. that may possibly have a position available. But if not, I'll go and experience somewhere else.
If you're listening, the Victoria Education Department, she really wants to stay in the area, I think. What would you like to do with your life? I mean, you're 21; it's all in front of you.
It is. I don't know. I would like. I don't really have the travel bug as much as some of my peers, but if I do travel, and I hope to, I would much prefer to go somewhere interesting rather than just do the usual Europe thing or the America thing. I went to Cambodia for 2 weeks when I was in year 10 as part of a school-based experience. And so, you know, that was amazing. That was my first time overseas. So I'd certainly like to go and do something exciting like that.
All right. Well, good luck with it. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Not a problem.
That's Alicia Taranto, who's fresh out of uni, doing her prac for teaching at the moment at the school she went to, and full of plans for the future and positive and vital. Love that. Now, I got an email here about washing. This is from the other day. There'll be lots more tomorrow, actually, from Georgette. I listened absorbed by all the comments. I use cold tank water and coal power, and still use a wringer. In future, on warm days, I may not wring some items so as not to have to iron. Good hint. My method is to soak classed items separately, such as sheet smalls, etc. I do boil my handkerchiefs in an ancient electric fry pan. You can tell I'm an old single person with more time than the average. Thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for that, Georgette.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.